Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. No injuries have been reported after a train went off its tracks in Waller County late yesterday. In total, 17 rail cars on the Union Pacific line exited the tracks. People were told to avoid the area late yesterday. It's not clear how the derailment occurred or how long cleanup is going to take. The contents of the rail cars were seen spilling off the sides onto the tracks. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Harris County Tax Office had a backlog of over 21,000 pending voter registration applications. But as News 88.7's Kyle McLennigan reports, that backlog is now down to just 73 applications as of Monday.
According to the county's tax assessor-collector, Annette Ramirez, the backlog was due to an error with the state's new election administration management software.
Our largest hurdle with their system was the waiting for what we call pending state verifications. Those files coming back to us, verifying that they're active voters. At its peak, we were pending 29,900 and some change voter registration applications to come back.
The Secretary of State's office says the issue may have been caused in part by Harris County's third-party software provider going out of business. However, the county disputes this. Travis County also experienced a backlog issue and did not use a third-party software. With early voting underway, Harris County residents can use the Tax Assessor Collector's Office website to check their registration. I'm Kyle McLennigan, News 88.7.
Experts say that Texas is still experiencing a teacher certification crisis. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports students could pay the price even after new state legislative efforts begin.
The latest numbers show more than half of the state's classroom teachers lack certification. They not only leave the field in higher numbers than certified instructors, they hurt students, says Bridget Orley with the education nonprofit Commit Partnership.
Students who are taught by uncertified teachers with no prior classroom experience lose 3 to 4 months of learning and reading and math.
Orley says the state's new education funding bill puts $187 million into a prep program so more qualified candidates can gain teacher certification. But the program will take time. The law requires all K-12 core instructors must be certified by 2030. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Houston city leaders gave a tour earlier this week of a planned facility that could be used to serve as a homeless resource center on the city's east end. Mike Nichols is the director of the city's Housing and Community Development Department.
The reason we moved quickly on this facility is because we're able to move into it, and it is in move-in condition, and that's why we want to do it. We think we can be opened up clearly in the first quarter. We think we can have an outstanding operator.
Larry Satterwhite, the city's public safety and homeland security director, said the new facility could position Houston to become the first major city in the country to solve homelessness. City council members are expected to vote on a $16 million purchase of the building on Wednesday. 72 degrees right now here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab.